Today we have the privilege of learning together the Rambam's own Hakdama to Mishneh Torah. Again, as I've mentioned in the past, my goal will be very much to read inside the Rambam's own words to allow us to be exposed to his formulations, his way of speaking, his thought. And I will try to input very, very little, maybe a little comment here or there, but for the most part, we will just read. You can find the Rambam's Hakdama to Mishneh Torah in the very beginning of the first Sefer of Mishneh Torah, of Sefer Hamada. The Rambam explains first the Shalsheles HaTorah. He will explain the Bali HaMesorah, those that passed on the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way to his day and age, as well as then explaining a little bit about his goals in the work. This will obviously be very important to set the tone for us learning through Mishneh Torah, to hear the Rambam's own perspectives on what he's trying to accomplish. We begin with the Rambam's own introduction. As we will see, for every little sefer that we will cover, the Rambam puts a motto. He puts a little phrase from one of the books of Tanakh, and here too the Rambam writes, "Uz lo evosh behabiti el komets osecha." I will not be embarrassed when I look at all of your mitzvos. That is how he chose to start his work. Kol ha-mitzvos shenitnu lo l'moshe b'sinai b'peirusha nitnu. All the various commands which were given to Moshe on Har Sinai, they were given with their explanations. Shneamar, ve'etna lecha es luchos ha'eben v'atorah v'ha-mitzvah. Hashem tells Moshe, I will give you there what? The stone tablets, as well as the Torah and the mitzvah. So what does that refer to? Torah, zu Torah shebichsav. Torah refers to Torah shebichsav, the written Torah. V'ha-mitzvah zu perusha. And the mitzvah that was given to Moshe, that refers to the explanation of Torah shebichsav, the oral law, as we will see soon. V'tivanu la'asos ha-Torah al-pi ha-mitzvah. And we were commanded to uphold, to upkeep the Torah in accordance with its interpretation, which is the mitzvah. V'mitzvah zu hi ha-nikreis Torah shebal-peh. And this mitzvah we refer to colloquially as Torah shebal-peh, the oral Torah. Kol ha-Torah kasva Moshe Rabbeinu kodem she'emes b'chsav yada. Now we turn to the written Torah. The entire written Torah, all of Torah shebal-chsav, was written by Moshe Rabbeinu himself prior to his death in his own handwriting. V'nasan sefer l'chol shevet v'shevet. And he gave a sefer Torah to each and every one of the Shvatim. In addition, v'sefer echa nitnu ba'aron le'ed. And one sefer Torah, another one written by Moshe Rabbeinu, was inserted into the Aron HaBris as a eternal testimony. Shneamar l'koach es sefer ha-Torah hazeh v'samtam otso. That you should take this sefer Torah and place it with the Aron. V'ha-mitzvah, as for the mitzvah, which, as we've said already, is the oral law, shehi perish ha-Torah, which is the interpretation of the Torah, lo kasva, Moshe did not write that down. He did not record it. Elet siva ba l'zakenim u'l-Yoshua u'l-Shar kol Yisrael. But instead, he commanded it to the elders of the Bnei Yisrael, to Yoshua, his primary Talmud, and to the rest of Am Yisrael. Shneamar, as the Pasuk says, es kol ha-davar asher anochi mitzaveh eschem oso tishmru la'asos. You shall guard all that which I am telling you, aside from the written Torah, take along with you the oral Torah. U'mibnei zeh nikreis Torah shebal peh. And because this was never written down, it was never recorded, it's referred to as the oral Torah. Afal pi shelo nechtava Torah shebal peh. And even though it was never written, lamda Moshe Rabbeinu kula bebeis dino l'shivim zakenim. Moshe nonetheless taught it over to the 70 elders of Bnei Yisrael in his beis din. V'elazar u'pinchas v'yoshua shloshtan kiblu mimoshe. And these three individuals, Elazar HaKohen, the son of Aaron, Pinchas, Elazar's own son, who was the next Kohen Gadol, and Yoshua, the next leader of Klal Yisrael, them three accepted it from Torah. The Rav, Rav Soloveitchik, would point out, when reading this introduction, that you see that there's clearly a difference in different levels amongst those that received the Torah from Moshe. After all, we're all Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu, as he so aptly referred to. And yet, nonetheless, when the Rambam says that he transmitted it to all of the 70 sages, he then turns to saying that three of them in specific received the Torah. And that is Elazar, Pinchas, and Yoshua. And then note the next line in the progression. U'Yoshua, shehu talmido shel Moshe Rabbeinu, and to Yoshua ben Nun, who was the Talmud of Moshe's, Masar Torah shebal peh v'tzivehu aleha. He handed that Torah over to Yoshua, and he commanded him on it. So Yoshua, even amongst those three unique Talmidim, is most defined as the Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rav would explain that this was because he was the Mesharis. He was the one who served Moshe. He had the Shemush and the experience of learning with Moshe in more than just a practical halachic teaching sense, but also by seeing how he would behave and act conduct himself, and practice the Torah. So Yoshua was singular even amongst them, and it was to Yoshua who Moshe gave over the Torah Sheba'al Peh and commanded him regarding that. So to restate, all of Klal Yisrael received the written Torah. Each Sheva got its own Torah. One Torah was put away with Aaron HaBris. And the oral Torah was given over to everybody, but specifically given over to Yoshua. And now we will see how that progression continues forward. V'chein Yoshua ko yimei chayav limed al peh. And Yoshua also, throughout his life, taught the oral Torah orally. The Tekanim Rabim kiblu Yoshua. And many different elders received it from Yoshua. We are now spanning hundreds of years, included in this one line. V'kibul Eli minazakein v'mivendachas. And Eli, the Kohen Gadol, who, as we will see in a moment, was the mentor of Shmuel HaNavi. So Eli received it from those Zakenim and from Pinchas. Ushmuel kibo me Eli beisino. And Shmuel, the subsequent Navi and the leader of the generation, he received it from Eli. The David kibo me Shmuel ubeisino. And David received the Torah, the oral Torah, from Shmuel and his Beis Din. V'achiyah Hashiloni, who's Achiyah Hashiloni? Miyotze Mitzrayim haya. He was somebody who was actually one of those who left Egypt. V'Levi haya. And he was from Shevet Levi. V'shama mi Moshe. And he was actually, since he had left Egypt, he was so old that he had actually heard some of the Torah teachings from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Maya katzim Moshe. Obviously, though, he was very, very young during the days of Moshe. V'hu kibbo mi David ubeis dino. And he received it. He was the next link in the chain of transmission from David and his Beis Din. V'Eliyahu kibbo mi Achiyah Shiloni. And the famous Eliyahu HaNavi, he received it from Achiyah Shiloni ubeis dino. V'Elisha, the primary Talmud of Eliyahu, kibbo mi Eliyahu ubeis dino. He received it from Eliyahu. V'ho yada HaKohen kibbo mi Elisha ubeis dino. And Yoyada took it from them. V'Zachariah kibbo mi Yoyada ubeis dino. And Zachariah the Navi accepted it from Yoyada. V'Hoshea, another one of the famous Nevi'im that we have. We actually even have a sefer of his. As we will see, the Rambam isn't going to include every Navi as part of the Shalshelis HaKabbalah. He's not including every single one. For example, Yonah doesn't make it in this list. But he will include quite a few Nevi'im who we are familiar with from their works in Tanakh. So Hoshea was the next one who accepted from Zechariah ubeis dino. And it's also important to recognize that the Rambam is sort of telling us their chronology. It's not so clear when you look at Trei Asar who lived when and who was earlier, who was later. But the Rambam gives us a clear linkage as to which one was the Rebbe and who he passed it on to and who he passed it on to in turn. The Amos kibbo me Hoshea ubeis dino, and Amos accepted it from Hoshea. Yeshaya kibbo me Amos ubeis dino, and Yeshaya accepted it from Amos. Umicha kibbo me Yeshaya ubeis dino, v'Yoel kibbo me Micha ubeis dino, v'Nachum kibbo me Yoel ubeis dino, v'Chabakuk kibbo me Nachum ubeis dino, v'Tzefanya kibbo me Chabakuk ubeis dino, v'Yirmiyah kibbo me Tzefanya ubeis dino, uBaruch ben Neriah kibbo me Yirmiyah ubeis dino. Baruch ben Neriah is mentioned a few times in Yirmiyahu, and he was a primary Talmud of Yirmiyahu's. The Ezra ubeis dino kiblo mi Baruch ben Neriah ubeis dino, and Ezra and his Beis Din accepted from Baruch ben Neriah. We're now at the end of the first Beis Hamikdash, its destruction, and moving into Galus Babel. Beis dino shel Ezra heim hanikrim anshei kneses hagdola. The Beis Din, note in every one of them, the Rambam referred to his Beis Din, and they each were helping pass on the oral law. So who was Ezra's Beis Din? A very famous one. They're the ones that are referred to as the men of the great assembly. V'heim Chagai, Zachariah, Umalachi, Daniel, V'Chananya, Umishol, V'Azariah, V'Nechemia, Ben Chakalia, Umordechai, Balshon, V'Zerubbabel, V'Harbi, Chama, Mimahim, Tashlum, Me'av, Esrim, Zekanim. 120 in total. Some of the names, ones that we just mentioned, are the big names we're familiar with. Ha'achron Mehem, who was the last one, the remnant of the Anshei Kneses Gedola? Who is Shimon HaTzadik? He is Shimon HaTzadik. He's referred to already in the Mishnah. Uhaya Mechlal HaMe'a V'Esrim. And he was one of the 120. Don't think he came after them. He himself was part of that 120-man assembly. And he was the last. V'kibol Torah Sheba'al Peh Mikulam. And he received all of their combined oral tradition. It funneled through him. V'uhaya Kohen Gadol Achar Ezra. And in fact, he served as the Kohen Gadol in the newly built Beis HaMikdash after Ezra. Antigonus is Soko, Ubeis Dino, Kiblo, Mishimon Atzadik, Ubeis Dino. At this point, the Rambam now turns to a list we might be more familiar with because of Pirkei Avos. Maseches Avos records many of these names, and we will see familiar names from that context here. So, from Shimon Atzadik, Antigonus is Soko received the Kabbalah. V'Yosef ben Yoezer, Ish Tzreda, V'Yosef ben Yochanan, Ish Yushalayim, Ubeis Dinam, Kiblo me Antigonus, Beis Dino. Now we turn to two people receiving it each time because there were two leaders of Klal Yisrael. This is the era of the Zugos. So these two received it from Antigonus Ish Soko. V'Yoshua ben Pracha, V'Nitai Harbeli, Ubeis Dinam, Kiblo mi Yosef ben Yoezer, V'Yosef ben Yochanan, Ubeis Dinam. V'Yehuda ben Tabai, V'Shimon ben Shetach, Ubeis Dinam, Kiblo mi Yoshua ben Pracha, V'Nitai Harbeli, Ubeis Dinam. Shmaya Vav Talion, Geirei Atzedek. Shmaya Vavtayon, Gerei Hatzadik, Ubeis Dinam, Kiblu Mio Yuda, Vishimon Ubeis Dinam. They, who were Gerim, it's interesting the Rambam feels the need to point that out, as we'll see in a second, he does that a few times here, they received the Shelas HaKabbalah from the previous generation. Hilo Vishamai Ubeis Dinam, Kiblu Mishmai Vavtayon Ubeis Dinam. And Hilo Vishamai got it from them. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Shimon ben Shel Hilo Hazakain, Kiblu Mehilo Vishamai Ubeis Dinam. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Shimon, there's the Rambam is going to go through the family of the Nasi soon, but it's confusing. There's a lot of different Shimons and Gamliels, as we'll see in a moment. So this is referring to Rabbi Shimon, who was the son of Hillel HaZakin. So them too received it from Hillel and Shammai. And now, Chamisha Talmidim, Hayu Lo L'Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, V'Heim G'dolei Chachamim Shekiblu Mimenu Ve'Elu Heim. So there were five great Talmidim who received the Torah from Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yosef Cohen, Rabbi Shimon ben Netanel, Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach. The Stam, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua, and Shas refer to these two. Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, Kiblu Mei Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. And from Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanus, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Rabbi Akiva received the oral transmission. The Yosef Aviv Geret Tzedekaya. And his father, Yosef, Akiva ben Yosef, so his father was a Ger as well. The Rambam again feels the need to point that out. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Meir ben Geret Tzedek, Kiblu Mei Rabbi Akiva. And again, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Meir received the oral transmission from Rabbi Akiva. But Gam Kiblu Rabbi Meir, Bechaveir of Meir Rabbi Yishmael. And Rabbi Meir and his contemporaries also received the Torah from Rabbi Yishmael, who was, as we'll see soon, also sort of like a contemporary to Rabbi Akiva. Chaver of Rabbi Meir, Haim, who are they? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Nechemiah, Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua, Rabbi Yochanan Asandler, Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, Rabbi Hananya ben Trajon. These are ones whose names also should be familiar to us from having learned Mishnah, having learned Talmud Bavli. Their names come up extremely frequently. And also, the contemporaries of Rabbi Akiva also received the oral transmission from Eliezer. The Chaver of Rabbi Akiva, Haim Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Shabbi Yosef Aglili, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, these are others who are of the same era of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin, Kibble Rabbi Shimon Aviv, Beno Shalhil Hazakin. Now, the Rambam turns to the household of the Nasi. Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin received it from Rabbi Shimon, his father, the son of Hillel Hazakin. Rabbi Shimon Beno, Kibble Menu. Rabbi Gamliel Beno, Kibble Menu. Rabbi Shimon Beno, Kibble Menu. There's a lot, like I said, a lot of Rabbi Shimon's, a lot of Rabbi Gamliel's. Rabbi Yehuda ben No, Shah Rabbi Shimon, Zehu Anikar, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Behu Kibble Mei Aviv, Rabbi Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua, Rabbi Shimon Chaver. Now we turn to the famous Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, who was the descendant of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and he now is going to get singular focus, because Rabbeinu HaKadosh Chibar HaMishnah, and Rabbeinu HaKadosh, after having these hundreds and hundreds of years of oral transmission, he was the one who compiled the Mishnah. And up until that point, from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, nobody had ever written any compendium which had taught the oral Torah publicly. Meaning, it wasn't purely oral, the Rambam explains. They did write some sort of cliff notes for themselves, as a way of remembering that which they had heard, but when he would teach publicly, he would teach orally. And so too, each and every one of them would explain according to his ability that which would explain the Torah and its halachos as in accordance with that which he had heard. And moreover, it's not like everything was transmitted directly from Rebbe to Talmud, but since there were core principles, these 13 rules of derivation, so those would create new halachos as they would go through, and they would mine deeper and deeper into the Torah, and the Beis Din HaGadol would agree that this is the correct psak, and they would pass on that accepted tradition to the next generation. He gathered all this enormous mass of material, all this information, and he put it together into the Sefer, which we call the Mishnah. He went and he taught it to many, many Chachamim, and it was revealed to all of Klal Yisrael, and they wrote it together. And it spread across the world in order so that Torah Shebaal Peh should not be forgotten for the Bnei Yisrael. Now, it's very important. I said I won't add all that much to the Rambam, but it's very important that, to make this one comment. The Rambam very much views Rebbe as a precedent for his own unparalleled work of compiling all of Torah Shebaal Peh. The Rambam viewed Rebbe as a hero, as a figure who he looked up to and revered. Obviously, we all do, but the Rambam in particular focused on Rebbe and He's giving us this context because we'll see it will very much impact the way the Rambam is responding to the challenges of his time in order to then write the Mishnah Torah for the populace in his day and age. So, v'lama asar Rabbeinu HaKadosh Kach, v'lo heniach hadavar kamo shehaya? Why did Rebbe do this? And why didn't he leave it as it had always been? L'fi shera shel talmidim ismatin v'hochin v'atzoros mischachos u'bos u'malchus romi poshetes b'olam u'misgaberes. Because he saw that the talmidim were getting fewer and the, unfortunately, tribulations were getting greater. And that Malchus Romi, the evil Roman Empire, was stretching further and further and getting stronger. Yisrael mis galgalin v'holchin l'kitzvos. And the Bnei Yisrael were being spread across the world. Chibor chibor echa lios biyad kulam kidei shel meduhu b'meher v'lo yishkach. He wrote this one compendium in order so that they should all be able to access it and they should all be able to learn it and not, chas v'shalom, forget the Torah. V'yishiv kol yamav hu v'yishin v'lam du ha-mishnah b'rabim. And throughout his lifetime, he and his beis din went and taught Torah, taught the Mishnah to all of Am Yisrael publicly. Now, who are these? After having that interlude, he goes back to the Shalshalas of Kabbalah. Shimon v'Gamliel banav, the Rabbi Efes, Rabbi Chanina ben Chama, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi V'Rav, V'Rebbe Yanai, U'Bar Kapara, U'Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Hoshea. Some of those are early generation Amoram. V'Eluhem G'dolei Chamash Shekiblu M'Menu V'Imahem Alafim V'Rebavos Mishar Chamash. Then the Rambam says, and don't think that these are the only ones, just because these are the famous ones, they know their names. You know, how many great tzaddikim can you name from the previous generation? Probably just a handful. But you know how many there were? There were so many Shul Rabbanim who you've never heard of, who were big, big Talmidei Chachamim, who worked hard to spread Torah and disseminate it. So the Rambam is telling us there were thousands, tens of thousands of other Chachamim in the generation of Rebbe, who also learned under him and spread Torah in his day and age. He just only highlighted the, you know, the all-stars, the one that we all know and are familiar with. Rabbi Yochanan katan haya. Rabbi Yochanan was the youngest amongst them. Ba'acharkach haya talmid l'Rabbi Yanai v'kibul menu Torah. And he was then afterwards a talmid to Rabbi Yanai, and he learned Torah from him. V'chein Rav kibul m'Rabbi Yanai. Rav also did Ushmuel kibul m'Rabbi Chanina ben Chama. Rav chiber safra v'sifri levar lo di ikarei hamishna. Now Rav compiled the Sifra and the Sifri in order to explain and teach the principles of the Mishnah. Rabbi Chia chibra tosefta levar inyanei hamishnah. And Rabbi Chia went ahead to go and explain the broader topics of the Mishnah. V'chein Rabbi Hoshea bar Kapar chibru brisos levar dvarei hamishnah. And they also wrote many of the brises that we see quoted in Shas. Those were from the school of Rabbi Hoshea and bar Kapar. Rabbi Yochanan chibra ha-gemara ha-yushalmis b'eretz Yisrael achar chorban ha-bayis b'karv shlosh meos shana. And then, soon after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan himself, one of these early Amoraim, compiled what we know today as the Talmud Yerushalmi. And Gedolei HaChachamim shekiblu meRav uShmuel, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Rav Nachman, Rav Kana, these were the next generation Amoraim who accepted from Rav and Shmuel in Babel. And Gedolei HaChachamim shekiblu meRav Yochanan, Rav Bar Chana, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Rav Dimi, Rav Oven, Mechal HaChachamim shekiblu meRav Huna, meRav Yehuda, Rav Yosef, Mechal HaChachamim shekiblu meRav Rav Yosef, Abaye Barava, Ushneim kiblu Gami Rav Nachman, Mechal HaChachamim shekiblu meRav Rav Ashi, Ravina, Umar Bar Rav Ashi, kiblu meAviv, Rav Ashi. So now, what the Rambam is going to do is tell us something which, while it might seem a little bit redundant considering what we just read through, it's actually something which I think is very inspiring. The Rambam is going to go ahead and speak out for us exactly how many generations there were, going from Rav Ashi all the way tracing back to Moshe. And when you think about how few people there were and what reliable witnesses we're dealing with people who were titans, people who were as great can be. And each one of them kept securely the Torah and passed it on. And it was only a matter of 40 generations from Moshe to Rav Ashi. And now the Rambam will restate their names. It's kedai for us to read through it, even though I'll do it quickly, just so we can hear who our Baalei HaMasorah were up until the point of the compilation of the Talmud Bavli. Nimsamir of Ashi ad Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom Arba'im Doros Ve'eluhain. There were 40 generations. 1. Rav Ashi mi Rabba. 2. V'Rabba mi Rabba. 3. V'Rabba mi Rav Huna. 4. V'Rav Huna mi Rav Yochanan mi Rav Ushmuel. Number 5. Rabbi Yochanan mi Rav Ushmuel mi Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Number 6. Rabbeinu HaKadosh mi Rabbi Shimon v'Aviv. Number 7. Rabbi Shimon mi Rabbi Gamliel Aviv. Number 8. Rabbi Gamliel mi Rabbi Shimon Aviv. Number 9. Rabbi Shimon mi Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin Aviv. Number 10. Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin mi Rabbi Shimon Aviv. Number 11. Rabbi Shimon mi Hillel Aviv v'Shamai. Number 12. Hillel v'Shamai v'Shamai v'Avtayon. 13. V'Shamai v'Avtayon mi Yehuda v'Shimon. Number 14. Yehuda v'Shimon mi Yehoshua ben Parach v'Nitai Arbaili. Number 15. V'Yoshua ben Nitai mi Yosi ben Yoezer v'Yosef ben Yochanan. Number 16. V'Yosi ben Yoezer v'Yosef ben Yochanan mi Antigonus. Number 17. V'Antigonus mi Shimon HaTzadik. 18. Shimon HaTzadik mi Ezra. 19. V'Ezra mi Barach. 20. Ubarach mi Yirmiyahu. 21. Yirmiyahu meets find it. 22. Tfani mi Chabak. 23. Chabak mi Nachum. 24. Vinachem mi Yol. Number 25. Yol mi Micha. Number 26. Umicha mi Yoshaya. Number 27. Yoshaya mi Amos. 28. Amos mi Yoshaya. 29. Yoshaya mi Zachariah. 30, Zechariah Me'oyada. Number 31, Me'oyada Me'elisha. Number 32, Ve'elisha Me'eliyahu. 33, Ve'eliyahu Me'achiyah. Number 34, Ve'achiyah Me'david. Number 35, Ve'david Me'shmuel. 36, Shmuel Me'eli. 37, Ve'eli Me'pinchas. 38, Pinchas Me'yoshua. 39, Ve'yoshua Me'moshe Rabbeinu. 40, U'moshe Rabbeinu Me'piagvura. And Moshe's Rebbe was, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Nimsa Shekula Me'Hashem Elokei Yisrael. What does that show us? That every single one of them was ultimately learning from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because the transmission was so perfect. They conveyed all of the oral law, each one to each generation. An amazing, amazing thing. Kol Eilu HaChamim HaNizkarim Heim Gedolei HaDorot. These were the leaders of each generation. Mehem Rashi Yeshivos, Mehem Rashi Golios, Mehem Sanhedrin Gedol. Each one of them played a different role in terms of their actual position. V'imayim B'chol Dar V'dor Alafim V'Revo Sheshamu Mehem U'Meyan. That in each one of them, in each one of their generations, there were thousands and tens of thousands who learned from them and upkept this Mesorah. Ravina Rav'ashi Haim Sof Chachmei HaGemara. And Ravina Rav'ashi are the end of the Chachmei HaGemara. They were end of the era of the Amoram, Talmud Bavli. For Rav'ashi hu Shechiber HaGemara HaBavlis Be'eretz Shinar Achar Shechiber Rav Yochanan HaGemara Yushalmis B'Kemo Me'ashana. But 100 years after Rav Yochanan wrote and compiled the Talmud Yushalmis, the Talmud Bavli was created in Bavel. The Einin Shnei Agmaros who perished Divrei Amishnayos Ubir Am Kul Seha the Devarim Shneischachu Bchol based in Ubeis Din Mimos Rabbeinu Hakadosh Ad Chibor Hagemara. And the purpose of the Gemara is to both explain the Mishnah, clarify its depth and profundity, as well as to include all the things that have been created since then, from the days of Rabbeinu Hakadosh until the compilation of the Gemara, all the things, the case law, the precedents that have been set in various Batei Dinim. Umishnei Agmaros Umenot Tzeftos Misfravus Free. Mikulam yisbar ha'aser v'amutter ha'tamei v'atar ha'chiyah v'apatar ha'patzel v'akasher k'mo she'etiku ish mipi ish mipi Moshe Rabbeinu Misinai. And from each of these sources, from the two Gemaras, from the Tosefta Sefer Sefri, as we know the Rambam will draw on all of these sources in order to compile his own work of Mishnah Torah. So from each of these sources, we draw our halacha today, and we can know everything about aser and mutter. Gam yisbar mehem dvarim shegadru chum v'nevim shebechol dar v'dor lasos yag v'torah k'moshe shamu m'moshe b'feirish. And in addition, we also include in these gemaras and these various sources those takanos, those enactments which have been set up by the leaders, the nevim, the chachamim of each generation, in order to make a fence for the Torah, as the pasuk teaches us. Shenemar shmartem es mishmarti la'asush mishmaris mishmarti. The pasuk says you should guard my garden, that you should make sure that you upkeep the laws of the Torah by putting a fence around them. And in addition, aside from the formal gzeros which were enacted, there were also various customs which had been upkept by the generations, by the Batei Din of each generation, and then, therefore they were preserved for posterity. Because you're also not allowed to deviate from the minhagim. Furthermore, v'chemish patim v'dinim muflam shelo kiblo mimosha v'dino v'danu b'hem based in shel osu ador m'bino shel Torah nidreshben. And in addition, things that they hadn't received directly from Moshe, as much as they got the principles and they derived it themselves from the Torah, they also included within these sources. U'pasku oso osam hazakenim v'gamru shadin kachu. And they decided that this was indeed halacha, and therefore it was included hakol chiber Rav Ashi v'gamar mimos Moshe v'ad yamav. All of this was contained in the Talmud Bavli by Rav Ashi from the days of Moshe until his days. And the ones who had compiled the Mishnah, those Chachamim, and also included other things. Rabbi Hoshea, Talmid Hoshea, Rabbi Akadosh Chibur, Bir, Sefer Bereishis. He wrote explanation of Sefer Bereishis. Rabbi Shmuel, Perish Meil, Shmos, Ad Sof HaTorah, Behu Anikra Mechilta. Rabbi Shmuel put together something called Mechilta, which is from Shmos until the end. V'chein Rabbi Akiva, Chibur Mechilta. Rabbi Akiva also compiled the Mechilta. V'chamam Acherim, Acherehem, Chibur Midrashos. And there are many, many other Midrashim which come afterwards. V'akol Chover, Kodem HaGemara Bavlis. And all these different Tanakh material were compiled prior to the compilation of the Talmud Bavli. Nimtza Ravina Ravashi v'chavrayim sof gedolei chachmei Yisrael matikim torah shebaalpeh. The Rambam makes a very profound statement here. Therefore, it is accordingly going to emerge from this that Ravina Ravashi and their contemporaries were the end of the gedolei chachmei Yisrael who would transmit and specifically not just transmit but record matikim the Torah shebaalpeh. V'shegazru gzeros v'eskinu hatzkanos v'anigu minhagos Pashta, Gdeirasam, Vitakana, Sam, Umenhago, Sam, Bechol Yisrael, Bechol Mekomos, Moshvosam. And in addition to that, Ravina Rav Ashi and their based in enacted many other Gzeros and many other Minhagim, and those spread across all of Klal Yisrael, wherever they were, across the four corners of the globe. But Acher based in Shel Rav Ashi, Shechiber HaGemar, V'gamru Bimei Bino, Nispazri Yisrael B'chol HaRatzos, Pizer Yeser. At that point, Klal Yisrael scattered even greater apart from the heartland, from away from Rav Ashi and his yeshiva. V'yigiyu L'kitfos V'iyim HaRachokom V'ravzak Tata B'olam. And then tells us, but beyond Rav Ashi and his son, after they were teaching the Torah, Klal Yisrael spread across the world much more than they had beforehand. And moreover, the world was in a state of turmoil, which is true historically. And the roads were blocked off, and enemies were marauding everywhere. It was very, very difficult to get from one place to the other to communicate. We didn't have the same means of technology we had nowadays. They didn't even have the basic amenities to communicate. And therefore, instead of teaching in yeshivas with thousands and tens of thousands of students, instead, it was a matter of each individual community learning on their own. Vayos based in Sha'osa Medina, Yechidim, who based in Hagadol Shashim Ve'echad Batol, Mikama Shanim Kodam Chibur Gemara. The based in Hagadol of 71 was already gone, long gone, before the days of the Gemara. But even so, the concept of based in Hagadol was long gone as well at that point, because now each based in was viewed as a Yachid. Lefikach, Ein Kofen Anshi Medina Zulin, Ho Kuminag Medina Acheres. Therefore, we don't force, based off of this backstory, we appreciate why we don't force people in one community to follow the minhagim and the halachos of another community. The ain omer based in zeh ligzor gzeres shegzeres based in acher b'medina so, and shegzeres based in acher b'medina so, and we also don't say that this based in this country has to follow this other place's gzera. V'chein im lamad echem meagonim shederach hamishpat kachu v'nisbar based in acher shamad acher sh'ein zederach hamishpat hakasuk b'gemara ein shomer l'rishon elo l'misha das notel l'dvar bein rishon bein acher. And now another important point is that if a later Beis Din decides that the earlier Beis Din, post the end of the Talmud, right, after the end of the Talmudic era, but in the era of the Gaonim, what the Gaonim had this pshat, and they thought that this was the correct halacha, and a later generation feels that they're incorrect, the later generation has the ability to overturn that. With all due reverence, they would make sure that they were convinced that they were right, but if that later Beis Din insists that they're correct, they have the authority to overturn that which had come beforehand. This is very, very, very important, as the Rambam is going to go on further to say, but it's very important considering the Rambam and his era. A little bit of a historical insight is the fact that the Rambam lived in an era which was clearly the decline of the Babylonian Gaonic period. Technically, the Gaonim were still even around in the days of the Rambam. They had been waning significantly as the communities in Spain and France and the rest of Europe were popping up and flourishing. There's the story, the legend, call it what you will, of the four captives, of how Torah spread out from Babel, and no longer were people sending their questions to Babel, they weren't sending their money to Babel, to the Gaonic academies there. After the era of Rav Saja and Rav Haigon, they really began to wane. And the Rambam, in writing this, is making a profound point that even though in the Mishnah Torah he's going to frequently often argue with that which the Gaonim said, he views himself and his great grand Rebbe, the Rif, as being worthy to argue, because they felt that in some ways they understood deeper, they understood clearer, and they had the right to argue on the Gaonim. The Rambam is setting that precedent here by explaining after the Gemara, things had a qualitative shift. There was a paradigmatic shift that now we were no longer dealing with something which was binding on all of Klal Yisrael, as much as we were dealing with very, very great people, competent interpreters of the Torah and the oral law, transmitting that oral law and creating zeros, but they didn't have the same binding nature. And a later generation, if they felt that they really, with a sense of Yerushalayim, had the right to overturn this because they felt it was incorrect, they could do so. Let's continue on. And these other gzeros and takanos, which were created after the time of the Gemara, while they were input, that's only true that they're not binding regarding things that were after the Gemara. However, in the Talmud Bavli, Chayavin Kol Yisrael Lechaspen. Every member of Kol Yisrael is obligated to follow them. Mekofin Kol Ir Ve'ir Ve'chol Medina Medina Nahog B'chol Min Hagu Shenahogu Kach Me'a Gemara Ligzor Gzero Sam Lechaspen Tzkanasam. Everybody can be forced to follow the Talmud Bavli. It is binding. Why? The Rambam explains the important qualitative difference. Ho'el V'chol Osam Advarim Shebe Gemara Hiskim Aleim Kol Yisrael. Number one, since all of Kol Yisrael agreed to them. Meaning to say, part of the reason why the Gaonim and their authority is not as great is because they're viewed as Yechidim. It wasn't that all of Klal Yisrael accepted them, but the Gemara, the Talmud Bavli, the entirety of Klal Yisrael accepted. Whenever they decided something, it was the entirety of Klal Yisrael's leaders, Orubam, or at least the majority. And moreover, they were the ones that had a perfect Shalshelas HaKabbalah, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. After Ravashi and his son, the Yatzalahem Shem Bechachmasam Hamanekram Gonim, and those ones are referred to as the Gonim. V'chol Eidla Gonim Shamdu Beretz Yisrael Beretz Shinar Besfard Besarfat Lamdu Derech Hagmar Beotziu Leor Talamosa Beiur Inyanav. Now, of course, these Gonim that taught wherever they might have been, whether they were in Eretz Yisrael, in Bavel, in Spain, or in France, they taught the way of the Gemara. They explained its secrets and explained its matters. L'fisha derech amuka darko adlamot, because as we all know, as students of the Gemara, it is very, very deep. Its profundity cannot be accessed by anybody fully, but certainly not by your average students. You need the greatest leaders to explain it, because it's very, very deep. And also it's very difficult because it's mixed up with Aramaic as well as other languages. Because in those days, the Rambam tells us, the reason why the Gemara is written in the way it was is because in those days, that was the clearest way of writing it. In their day and age, this was the common folk language. That was how they spoke. But nowadays, as we know from our own experience, a person does not know this language naturally. You have to be taught it. It wasn't the one that you were, fed in your home. It was the type of thing that you have to actually go and learn actively. And since there were so many questions that would arise, they all sent many, many messages and questions to the Gaonim in their era to explain the Gemara. And the Gaonim would explain them in accordance with their own wisdom. And then those, they gathered together to create Sfarim in order to understand them and learn them. And the Gaonim also, in each generation, wrote various compendiums in order to explain the Gemara. There were those, if you just know the history, I won't go through all these, there were those that were specifically referring to specific areas of halacha. And there were those that explained certain prakim and shas that were particularly hard, that had become too difficult in his day and age, so he explained them. And there were even those that explained whole mesechtos and even whole siddharm of the Mishnah. And they also wrote, shorthand, Shulchan Aruch type works, which would just say the halachos psukos, in order so that people who weren't able to quite handle the Gemara and derive the correct halacha on their own, they would know, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is Asr, this is Mutter. Zuhi Melechas Hashem, She'altu Bakol Goni Yisrael, Miyom Shechobra HaGemara, V'ad Zman Zeh, Shehi Shana Shmines Achar Me'av Elef L'Chorban HaBayis. That this is what was done throughout the generations by each Gon up until this very day and age, the Rambam tells, which is when the 8th year after 100 and 1,000 years of the Chorban HaBayis. The Rambam is living 1,108 years after the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash. He shnas arba as alafim v'teisha me'os v'shloshim v'sheva l'briyas olam, which is 4,937 years to the creation of the world. The Rambam wrote the work of Mishnah Torah towards the earlier half of his life. He spent about 10 years doing it. It was when he was about middle age. So we're dealing with the mid-1100s, later 1100s. Let's continue on. It was manazet takfu hatsaros yiseros v'dachka hasha es kol v'avdu chachmas chachmasenu ubina novenes nevonenu nistara. And then, unfortunately, as bad as things had been, things unfortunately got worse. And the tribulations were even greater, and our chachamim began to lose their wisdom and their understanding. Lafikach osam hapirushim ha'alachos ha'tshuvos shechibur agonim v'arau shehem dvar mevuar niskashu b'yameinu v'ein mevin yaneihem k'roi elam'at b'mispar. And nowadays, in the Rambam's own generation, people don't even understand those works which were compiled by the Gaonim. V'ein sarech lomar ha'gemara atzma ha'bavlis v'ayushamas v'sfravitz 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 shehem srichan das rechava v'nefesh chachma v'zman aruch. And certainly not the Gemara and the Yerushalmi and all the other works compiled by the Tanaim. Those require so much time. It's the Achar Kach Yodea Mehem Aderech Hanachocha Bidvarim Hasur Mamutar Meshar Dinei Torah Hechu. And now, after truly understanding all of those works, then you can understand the halach and how it's supposed to really be. But it's something which requires so much in today's day and age. People are so confused by it that therefore the Rambam tells us the following. Chatzni ani Moshe ben Maimon Asvardi. V'nesh anti alat sor baruchu. Ubinosi. B'chol elu asvarim. V'reisi lechaver dvarim hamesbarim. B'chol elu hachiburim b'inyan ha'asra ha'mutra. Atami ba'atar im shar dine Torah. And therefore I was awakened. I challenged myself to arise. I leaned on Hashem and my own understanding. And I tried my best to derive from all of these various works the correct halacha. Kulam b'lashon brura v'derech tzara anch tehei Torah shabal peh kula sedur b'fi akol b'lo kush b'lo pirak. And I compiled them together here in that the entirety of Torah shabal peh should be understandable by not only the tzaddikim, not only the chassidim, not only the talmidei chacham, by everybody, without any questions, without any doubts. V'lo zeh omer b'k. Ko v'zeh b'ko, and not to say, oh, and this person says this, and this person says this. El dvarim berurim krovim nachonim al pi hamishpat asher yisbar mikol elu achibur by pirushim v'nimsa mimos rabbeinu hakodesh v'adachsha. The Rambam says, I'm not going to deal with differences of opinions. I'm going to tell you what the halach is in accordance with everything that's been correct from Rabbeinu hakodesh until now. Ad yu kol adinim geluyim lekatan legadol b'din kol mitzvah mitzvah b'din kol dvarim shetiknu chum and neviim. In order so that every halach, every mitzvah should be understood, everything that was enacted by the Chum and the Neviim. Kol shodavar k'day shelo yehi adam tzarech l'chibur acher ba'olam b'din midina Yisrael elhei achibur zed mekabeitz l'torish v'alpeh kula imatakanus v'amenhagos v'agzeru shenatsu mimos moshe rabbeinu v'adchibur ha'gemar k'mosh apirshu lono ha'goonim b'chol achiburuz. Am shechibur acher ha'gemar l'fikach k'resi shem achibur zed mishnah Torah. The Rambam says, and in order so that you should not need anything else, you'll have the Tanakh, and you'll have my Sefer to include all the Torah v'alpeh. I've compiled this work and I've called it the Mishnah Torah, the repeating, the repetition of, and the explanation of the Torah. Just as Devarim is to the other four books of the Torah, this work should serve that way as the entirety of Torah Shabbat Peh for the Torah Shabbat Chsav. Now you should know this was a very, very challenging line. There's a reason why everybody calls it the Yad Chazaka. The Rishonim refused to accept this. They refused to say that the Rambam's work can stand alone and can contain everything, and therefore, they did not like the title Mishnah Torah that he gave it, and they referred to it. The Rambam did not call it Yad Chazakah. They said Yad, Yud Dalet, from the 14 books, and they called it the strong hand, a play on the words, as we say about Hashem, when he took the Jews out of Mitzrayim. They called it the Yad Chazakah because they refused to call it the Mishnah Torah, as the Rambam preferred. Lefisha Adam Kori B'Torah Shabachsav Tchila V'Acharka Kori B'Zeh V'Yodem Imenu Torah Shabal Pe Kula V'Eino Tzarech L'Kroz Sefer Achar B'Neham. The Rambam, to be clear, is not advising that you shouldn't learn other Svarim in between. He's saying that a person doesn't need to. If you have the Torah Shabachsav and you have my work, the Rambam tells us, in a bold claim, then you have everything you need. If you're a regular man and you're just trying to know what it is that the Torah wants to tell you, what's the Torah Shabal Pe telling us about Torah Shabachsav, so then you should just learn this and you will have everything covered. But again, a Talmid Chacham should, to understand things more deeply, go through everything in between. Very easy. I've decided to break this book up into various different sections of halachos. And within those subcategories, he's going to have 14 books. Within those books, he's going to break them up into sections of halachos. Within those sections of halachos, he's going to break them up into chapters. And each one of those prakim, I'll break into smaller halachos. In order so that way, it'll be easy for you to memorize them and to understand them in that fashion. And these various subsections of halachos, they're are each going to have their own topics, and within those topics, some of them will only discuss the halachos of one particular mitzvah. V'hi ha-mitzvah she'yesh ba divrei kabbalah harbe. And that's something where there's a lot of oral law about. V'hu enyin b'fnei atzmo. But nonetheless, it's its own conceptual topic, and the Rambam took pride in and made sure to do a very conceptual breakup, that he didn't just link things together agav gerora, as the Talmud Bavli often did. It was talking about one thing and moved on to another thing. Rambam very clearly organized it conceptually. V'yesh me'am halachos she'im kol ha-mishpadei mitzvos harbe. And there will be some subsections of halachos which will include many halachos daraisa, imu osana mitzvos kulam ben yonechad, as long as conceptually they are linked, they're all on one topic. Because it's according to what? Conceptual breakup. Lo lefi minyan ha-mitzvos kemoshis bar l'koribo. And not in accordance with the number of mitzvos, according to one who will read it. Uminyan ha-mitzvos ha-torah ha-no-he-algos le-doros sheish meos v'shalosh asari mitzvos. And there are 613 mitzvos. Mehem mitzvos ha-sei u-me-masayim ha-arbaim u-shmonim simulahem minyan avarav shalatim. And of the positive commands, there's 248. Way to remember that. An acronym is the various limbs of a person. 248 limbs. Mehem mitzvos lo sa-sei shalosh meos shishim chamesh simulahem minyan yume shanas ha-chama. And with them comes 365 negative commands, prohibitions, which are opposite the days of the year. And with that, the Rambam then turns on to his Minyan HaKatzer, which we have already covered, where the Rambam goes and lists what those 613 mitzvos are. And this is the end, for now, of the Rambam's introduction. After he lists the mitzvos, the Rambam does go on to have another paragraph before he gets into the order in the index, but we will, Amir Hashem, cover that in our next recording tomorrow.